What's up, Giants fans? Brandon London here, live streaming straight from Quest Diagnostics Training Center. This is the actual bubble, the indoor facility that the players practice in, and I'm giving you full access. You can see behind me, there's all types of cameras, lights, camera, action going on because they had their media day taking pictures, ESPN, CBS, and I've got the pleasure to be joined by my man, probably my favorite player on the team. I don't even want to tell him right here. Punter Brad Wing.
You say that every time?
Every time.
Every time a different person comes
on? No. You were really my – check my Snapchats. Okay. Check my Instagram stories.
I believe
Brad Wing's my guy.
I believe
you. We have a live stream, a Q&A live stream right now. The fans are going to ask questions straight here to the phone on my Facebook, and we're going to ask you here. But first and foremost, how's the off season been so far? How's OTAs?
It's good, man. It's good to be back in the building around the guys. It's just that time of the year, you know.
Yeah.
Football's starting back up. The buzz is starting to build back up. So I'm ready for the real thing to get going.
Did you have any time over in Australia before OTAs kind of relaxed?
Yeah, so I went right after our season ended in February. I went over there. It's good. So it's winter over here, which is summer over there. So
okay.
I left here. It was like 30 degrees. Got over there. It was like 100 degrees. So it was good.
Wow.
I spent about a month there.
No invite?
Maybe this year you can come.
Are you doing any football camps there or anything?
I do not, but this year we're looking at those options because we need to get the awareness of the sport growing over there. People are just starting to fall in love with the NFL over there.
And they're big on rugby, so you guys will get football down there as well.
That's it.
So let's start with these questions, man. They're flooding in already. First and foremost, they want to know, John wants to know, what is the best punt of your career?
The best punt of my career?
Best punt. We can go back to college if you want to.
Yeah, there's two that come to mind. One from college, we're playing Alabama. It was a tight game. We were backed up. Score was tied, and I kicked it 73 yards. That was a good one. But
wow.
The most recent one that comes to mind was last year. I think it was only like a 33-yard punt, but it was at the end of the game against Dallas where we pinned them down at the 3-yard line and pretty much sealed the game for the win there. So those two are the first two that jumped to mind.
It must be a pleasure when you pin a team deep because knowing that you have that defense that will get off the field in three downs if needed.
And I mean, just seeing the defense run on the field with that swag when the ball's inside the five, you kind of know that the offense has their hands full.
To go into that, because you've been having a whole bunch of cool punts.
Yeah.
You kind of, you know, you do a little something, you come off the field.
Yeah.
Jack wants to know, where's it at? Here we go. Jack wants to know, will you ever celebrate like Oakland's punter, Marquette King? little Brad Wing action, throw the little wing in there.
Yeah, I'm going to have to call Mr. Goodell and see, because I know they changed the celebration rule. I don't know if that's just on touchdowns or if it's for punts as well. So if I get a bit more clarification on that, you might see me do a little something extra there.
Maybe. Mr. Goodell, we need clarification for punter celebrations, not just the end zone.
What's the rule on the punting celebrations, Roger? That's what we need to know.
You fans at home, flood the NFL line. Yeah. We want to know the rules to that. We've got Davey wants to know, what do you think of the addition of Brandon Marshall, the Big Blue?
I mean, I think it's only going to help us. You know, our receivers right now are probably one of the top cores in the league. So I'm just excited. The thing that shocked me about Brandon is just how big he is in person.
Huge.
Yeah, he's a big old boy. So I think once he gets involved in there, you know, have him, Odell, Shep, just everybody we have, our offense, I think, has the potential to be really, really solid.
Man, that offense is looking real scary, real solid.
Yeah.
Let's, you know, make it a little bit lighter. Danielle wants to know, who's the funniest player on the team?
Man, I don't think Eli's up there. Eli
Manning.
Yeah, I don't think Eli gets a lot of credit for
because of the commercials.
Yeah. And he's always just so serious. But he's a funny one. And then Snacks has got to be up there. Snacks is always joking around. So I'd say those are my top two.
Interesting. All right. Joel wants to know, who's your favorite Giants punter?
Oh, man. If I don't say my boy Steve Weatherford, I'm going to get a nasty phone call. So, Steve, you're my guy. Weatherford, my favorite punter. And how can I not say Feagles? It's just too hard. I think this is an organization that's had a lot of good punters.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to go Jeff and Steve equal first.
Steve is definitely the most swole punter I've ever seen
in
my life.
Yeah, crazy.
I follow him on Instagram.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, his workouts.
That's why I want to say him so he don't come running after me.
Cody wants to know, what game are you looking forward to most? I know. I think I know.
I don't know, man. I'm at the point now where I just love them all, you know.
Yeah.
I understand the importance of every single game. I love the fact that we open up in Dallas, you know, in that stadium. That's going to be a nice one. There's obviously a lot of hype built around that game every year. So I'm excited for that one. And then we have Pittsburgh in the preseason.
Yeah.
So that's always fun for me to play against my old team. So I would say right now those two.
What's it like playing down there in Dallas?
Yeah, well, for me, it's good because it's indoors, so there's no weather involved in what I do. So I think it's always easier to punt and kick when you're playing indoors. So that's obviously a beautiful stadium. We travel really well there, yeah. So it's a great atmosphere.
Omar wants to know, what's the longest punt you've ever kicked in your career?
It was rookie year. I was playing for Pittsburgh against the Browns, and I had an 80-yarder.
80 yards.
Yeah.
80 yards in the air. Was your roll game right?
The play was over, it went 80 yards.
That's all we need to know. Eric wants to know, when growing up, who did you look up to in the NFL?
See, I grew up in Australia, so I didn't really watch a whole lot of NFL. I just looked up to my dad because he was, when I was younger, he was going through punting and trying to make it in the NFL. So I didn't have a whole lot of knowledge in the game, didn't watch it a whole lot. It wasn't really televised over there. So my dad's someone I always looked up to when it came to punting a ball.
Interesting. Christy wants to know, how nerve-wracking is it to be a holder when the game's on the line?
It's like every play you go on the field, you know, there's a lot riding on that play, and especially when it's a game-winning field goal. But we practice it a lot. We practice it enough to where I have trust in Zach and both the kicker Aldrick. So you just got to go out in those situations and do what you've practiced. Not let the situation get the better of you. So it was more nerve-wracking in my first couple of years, but now it's kind of settling down a little bit.
Key point from that: remember your training.
That's it.
I forget what
remember
movie that's from.
Yeah, no, but that's the truth.
And people, you're probably watching while we have toy trucks behind us. Hess Toy Trucks is releasing their limited edition toy trucks, the 2017 mini collection. You can check these things out at hesstoytruck.com. I saw you looking earlier, and you have a son.
I do, man. I need to get one of these. I like them all. This one I think is my favorite. So here's the thing with my son. I buy him a lot of toys, and he's always like, Dad, what does it do? And I've bought him a lot of, like, little cars and stuff, and they don't really do anything. So he doesn't get very happy with me when I tell him they don't do a whole lot. But these right here, I mean, I don't know if you can see, they got the lights going on all of them. This one's got a chopper on the back.
Come in. That's very Brad Wingish.
Yeah, I like that. You know what I mean?
But that's you driving the truck. Yeah. That's Odell in the helicopter.
Yeah, in the chopper. Yeah, I can't afford a chopper. He's got all the chopper. But, I mean, just, you know, it's not just like a little truck that does nothing, you know. It's got a couple functions, and I think the light is the lights are what gets me. I think my son would love this. He's 4, so, you know, their imaginations are going crazy at that age. I need to get him some of those for sure.
And make sure, like I said, hesstoytruck.com. Make sure you guys go on there. This is the limited edition, and I heard this is going to be something 10, 20, 40 years down the line. You're going to look, and you're going to have a collector's item. I might even buy it from you down the road. Last question, how's the new kicker? They want to know, what's his name? Cody wants to know, how's the new kicker, Aldrick Rosas?
He's good, man. I think he has a very bright future. Yeah. He's come in. He's worked really well. He's responded to coaching very well. And he's been performing so far so good. You know, he's got a very strong leg, and I think he's got a good future ahead of him here.
Oh, man. And plus, you're a mentor now. You got to be in that category.
Yes, so.
Hey, we got to wrap this up. Thank you guys for watching this live stream. Brad Wing here. Make sure you follow the Giants on Snapchat. All the social medias, there's
Snapchat,
so many
Instagram,
out there.
All that. Twitter,
Instagram,
everything.
Twitter.
Give your boy a follow as well. Come on. Don't forget about the punter. Come on now.
Hey, thanks for watching.